A healthy diet can be good for everyone, but as people get older, cooking nutritious food can become tough. Sometimes it's physically impossible. A pot of soup can be too heavy to lift, and there's all that time standing on your feet. That's one of the reasons that people move into assisted living facilities. A company in Madison, Wisconsin, has an alternative. They send professional chefs into seniors' homes, and in a couple of hours, they can whip up meals for the week. NPR's Ina Jaffe covers aging and filed this report.
First things first, get the cookies in the oven.
Chef Sina Sunby is a blur in the kitchen. The oven and all four burners are going. She's in the home of 85-year-old retired surgeon Jim Shawls.
Sina herself is very nice to be with. We chatter a lot when it's just the two of us. And even if I don't say anything, she keeps talking.
He's not kidding.
I stepped out of the room one day, out of the kitchen here, and I heard her talking going on, and I said, well, who are you talking to? She said, I'm talking to the food.
I do talk to the food, and you know that, right?
It's what makes it so good. They listen to her, I guess.
Sina Sunby has been cooking for Jim Shawls for more than a year. She knows what he likes. So this week's dinners will be Salisbury steak with mushroom gravy, crab cakes with remoulade sauce and asparagus, chicken divan with fresh spinach, and chicken pot pie with vegetables.
Jim likes biscuits, so we're doing, instead of the pie dough, we're going to do biscuits.
Shawls never made this kind of stuff for himself. When it comes to the kitchen, he's mastered the art of boiling water. His wife was a good cook, he says, but she died 14 years ago. So he ate whatever he could buy frozen and shove in the microwave.
I was anemic. I had lost a lot of weight. It was obvious my diet was lousy.
But that's not Jim Shawls' problem anymore, according to his doctor.
The last time I saw him was 3 months ago. He says, we can go a lot longer. You're doing so well.
According to some estimates, there are hundreds of thousands, maybe even a million seniors living in their own homes who are malnourished. In long-term care facilities, up to 50% may suffer from malnutrition, and this leads to increased risk for illness, frailty, and falls.
The number of seniors out there who aren't eating properly is shocking to me.
That's Barrett Allman, co-founder of Chefs for Seniors. He's been a chef for 22 years, running everything from a seafood place on the Oregon coast to a restaurant in a small town near Madison that specialized in comfort food.
Cheese, anything with cheese in it.
The inspiration for Chefs for Seniors was Allman's wife's grandmother. When she could no longer cook for herself, the family decided she had to enter assisted living. That was 10 years ago.
She's still there and not happy.
The family talked about if only there'd been a way for her to have the food she needed and remain in her home. Then about 2 years ago, the Allman's 21-year-old son Nathan, a University of Wisconsin student, turned his family's longing into a business.
I entered this idea for Chefs for Seniors into the Burl Business Plan Competition down on campus here at UW-Madison.
And he won his category.
That's how we received our, what they call, startup funds.
$1,000, plus mentoring.
The next week, my dad quit his job and we were off and running.
Part of the business plan is keeping the service affordable. The client pays $30 an hour for the chef's time. That's usually a couple of hours a week. Chefs for Seniors now has 50 to 60 clients and employs around 10 chefs. They talk about expanding their territory. They talk about franchising. But right now, Barrett Allman still consults with every new client and is there the first time the client and the new chef meet. He cooks for the most challenging cases, the people with severe disabilities or people in hospice care.
And when you can say to them, how about you go sit down? And I got this, you know, I can't solve all the problems in that senior's life. But as a chef, the least I can do is make them food.
Chef Sina Sunby is taking the food she made for Jim Shawls and packing it into single portion containers ready for the microwave.
So you see what we got here, right, Jim?
Shawls is attentive as she labels each meal.
When she leaves, I'm exhausted.
But he's got a week's worth of nourishing dinners to build up his strength for his chef's next visit. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.